Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Is In the Locker Room with Wolf and Starks on ESPN Pittsburgh and Steelers Nation Radio, presented by your neighborhood Ford store. The F-150 is the official truck of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh yeah, here we go. It's that time of the week. We've got the Wexinator, Jim Wexel from Steel City Insider, joining Max and I in the locker room right here. And Wex, how you doing, my friend? Are you feeling
a little vigorous
today?
Vigorous?
Well, you know, you're one of those morning guys. Do you get up, you 5-4 in the morning, and you know, get your workout in and all that stuff?
Yeah, but I'm a little ready for a nap right now.
Oh, that's perfect.
So vigorous wouldn't exactly describe my state.
Here's a beauty. I got to share this because this is a real gem, and Max, you'll love this too. Last night, we were doing Chalk Talk from what Max refers to as the Taj Mahal, or the Market District out there in Settlers Ridge.
Correct.
Right? Yep. Who drops in to join us, that being the Friermuth and myself, who drops in but Franco Harris? And it was just great because he stopped in, did a couple segments. But Wex, I didn't know this, and you is kind of one of those guys that does so much reading and studying and researching and knowledgeable. But, you know, when he had the immaculate reception, he went he after the game was over, his wife Dana takes him to the airport. He's going to fly home to Jersey to see his mom about something, right? He gets to the airport. He walks into a private room off there. He walks into the entire team of the Oakland Raiders at the airport. he said, you know that commercial, you know, when guy walks in the room and everybody stops and stares? Imagine that. Imagine if you're Franco walking in a room with a whole room full of Oakland Raiders that you just beat.
You know, that's the best feeling ever.
Something about that play having to do with John McMakin is bothering me right now because, you know, I'm selling my book On the Clock, and
right,
people write to me, and you know, and one guy wrote to me and said, you know, I want three books, and I sign two of them to this and this, and sign one to me, and I'm, and he gave me his the term slipping my mind. I told you I need a nap.
There,
but
you
it
go.
Was his what he used to identify himself on our message board. It was a different name, an alias.
Yeah.
And, alias, yes.
Yeah, the alias still isn't the word. It begins with an S. It's his, anyway.
Pseudonym.
He goes, I'm this. No, that begins with a P. But that's an excellent
I need a
try.
Nap, too. I need a nap, too.
Oh, this is getting good.
So he says, I'm this guy. Remember me? I used to tell you to interview John McMakin. You had to interview John McMakin, and you didn't. And I'm very disappointed in you because the 50th anniversary is coming up. And I forget, it was just a note he sent me. It wasn't an interaction. So I can't remember what McMakin has to do with this play, and it's driving me crazy. So if you guys know, let me know, because the 50th anniversary is coming up, and I got to get this solved.
How about the three of us who deal with speaking, writing, words for a living, and we're, well, it begins with an S. No, pseudonym.
I love
no,
that. Begins with pseudonym, though.
Listen, oh, the best, it was the best I had in the moment.
Took a shot,
it was,
Max.
It was a great word, too. And if you could spell it, which I can't spell it. I just know it begins with a P-S, you know.
No, it's definitely P-S-E-U-D-O-N-Y-M. Anyways, that is it. Yeah, no, I'm frustrated myself that I said it was an S word. So, but Wex, you know,
you know what's so funny?
Still mad at myself.
This reminds me of me in the sixth grade in my spelling bee, because I was either third in the sixth grade or sixth in the third. I could never quite remember which, you know, I did have some success at spelling.
Well, I was second in the sixth grade. Oh. I was on the stage in the finals with the showdown in front of the school.
Right.
I spelled slippery wrong.
No.
Oh, man.
Did you spell it with a P?
Everybody thought they had gifted me the championship with such an easy word. I really can't remember how I spelled it. So I don't know. I know how to spell it now. Yeah. I tell you that.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But, you know, I it's like after the game, I go up and ask Max, you know, how do you spell some words that I'm going to use in my column? He asks me about the defense and what I think went wrong. And so we help each other. So actually, I went up to Max and asked him, you know, they got gashed in the ground. And he gave me some great, great pointers that I told him I was going to use as my own in my column. but he made great, great points about how the Steelers want to go 3-4 against these rugged running teams, but they really aren't a 3-4 anymore, and they get gashed. So what do they do? It's a conundrum.
Yeah, no, I mean, and that entails, you know, the issue, but yet an opportunity. I mean, do you just do this now, especially now that you've lost Wormley? You know that you're going to have more guys in. I mean, you have to turn over every stone at this point, Wex. Just like, you know, we talked about earlier in the show. I mean, Mason Rudolph, like, you know, Mike was very vague on who was going to start or who was going to get the opportunity. But you realize that why not Mason at this point? I mean, you know, so I pose that question to you when you think about this. I mean, which quarterback do you think gives us the best opportunity if Kenny can't go? If the docs say, nope, he's got to sit out this game, who gives us the best opportunity? Because we know what Mitch is, right? We have a body of work for Mitch this season, and we know he's great between the 20s, susceptible in the red zone. He's a liability in the red zone. Whereas Mason, you kind of know what you got with him. He's going to pass the ball. Hopefully you can establish the run. You don't have to have him throw it 50 times. But he's also a guy who can get the job done as well.
Yeah, man, I tell you that the fact that Tomlin brought up his name says volumes, because, you know, his philosophy, we don't blow in the wind.
Yeah.
And this is clearly blowing in the wind. It's not an indecisiveness. It's not early season back and forth blowing in the wind style that he was referring to then. It's more that he brought his name up means this is serious consideration, and it should be. Mitch looked better, and a couple of those interceptions weren't his fault. I know one wasn't. And the deep ball, it was sufficed as a punt. But, man, I think Mitch was rather pleased with how he played, and it just was so frustrating because that game was there to be had.
Yes.
And a veteran quarterback is supposed to pull that out. So, I have no problem with playing Mitch. And I tell you, Mason, the one thing Mason gives you is the best deep ball on the team. He's the best deep ball thrower. And with George Pickens begging for somebody.
Thank you.
Begging for somebody to get that deep ball to him on a consistent basis. Mason can do that. Mason doesn't give them the mobility that they desired in the offseason. You know, Tomlin's still talking about the mobile quarterbacks that they've faced the last couple weeks and how that was a key asset to their run games. he wants to do that. But it's just, I don't see that as being a big enough advantage to overcome the other obstacles that are present when you know, Mitch just early in the year, he didn't know the team well enough. Now that he knows the team, he's getting a little careless, and he was careless with the ball. So if he's going to give Mason a real shot, if he's this week in practice, I got to assume that Mason's going to get the call.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see, because starting today, we're going to see how this starts to unfold day by day over the next the critical next 72 hours, if my math holds correct.
Let me add this about Mason.
Yeah.
People say, well, you know, he's had relationship shot. He is just an afterthought. He's been embarrassed.
No.
He's going to move on. I don't see any sign of him being miffed in any way.
No.
And having taken this and sulking in any way. I still see him hustling around. I see him as the scout team quarterback with energy and enthusiasm and high-fiving his guys after they make a catch. And you know, Mason's signature throwing on the side with the towel.
Right.
You know what I mean, Wolf?
Right, yeah. Just loosen
it up. How he does that?
Yeah.
It's like a quarterback coach taught him that to practice his form. And he does it repeatedly and repeatedly. He's still working on his fundamentals in the spare moments.
There's no question. I mean,
the kid has not quit in any way at all. Not even, you know, he doesn't even lack for smiling during practice. You know, it's just a great attitude. So I don't know if that makes him deserving, but in one aspect, it makes him, let's go with him. This guy hasn't quit on us one instant, even though we've quit on him. So I have a lot of respect for that.
I do. His class and professionalism. Everything from way back with the Myles Garrett whole fiasco to everything that's gone on since then. You know, he has always given his best, and he's always, you know, whatever, he's up front and he takes it. You know what I mean? He's not, he doesn't hide. And I love the fact that he's just working hard. And I've had conversations with him, you know, in the last, several weeks. And you just, you know, he's right there. He's in it. And there's just no backup in him. I love that about the kid. He's tough as nails. I will tell you this. Mentally, he is tougher than woodpecker lips. Mentally, that's for sure.
Well, that was,
you know?
You know, I talked to somebody with the Steelers high up after they drafted him. And they said, you know, what really won us over was his psychology test, especially the bounce back factor.
Yep.
He had a different word for it, but the guy just does not stay down.
No.
He bounces back, and he bounces back with enthusiasm. It's more than class.
Yeah.
Class is saying the right thing in the locker room. He's just out there with enthusiasm whomever is his receiving core on the scout team. So that's pretty cool.
I agree with you, and I think he ought to be given an opportunity should that arise. Again, holding out because if Kenny's able to go and the docs say he's able to go, then he goes. But the fact of the matter is I really would look forward to seeing what Mason, if given the opportunity, what he could do with it. Certainly, the next thing that's got to be big is the target's got to start going to Pickens, wouldn't you say, Wex?
Absolutely, and I think Mason can do that, especially deep.
Yes.
Especially deep. And, you know, this is also a little bit of a show for I know Trubisky's under contract and Mason is not for next year. But it still can happen that they can switch to Mason as the backup to Kenny. Now, I know Mason doesn't want to hear this, but I'm still a believer in Kenny Pickett big time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
One of these two, I think, are the likely backup next year. I don't know that Mitch can accept that. I don't know if he wants to move on. But I think, you know, take another look at Mason, and maybe he's that guy.
Could well be.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Max.
I think that's what we want to find out, at least, you know. Can he assume the mantle? Can he provide that spark that we need? But you have a good opponent. I think that's the other thing, you know, Wex, is knowing when to pull that trigger if indeed you do need to. Like, this is a Carolina squad that's scrappy, but they're not that great, especially on defense. Like they do enough. They're second in their division. God, I hate to say that. But it's like, you know, you have factors that can help him be successful in this situation. So why not try and put his best foot forward? Because, like you said, of all those factors that you've talked about, all of the positivity, the fact he hasn't gotten down, and all of the other intangibles, give him a shot. You know, it doesn't hurt. What are we going to do? Lose another game? Oh, we've already done eight of those already. Like, what's the ninth one at this point, you know?
Just remember, the goal is you want to win the game, and that's really the judgment that you come down to.
Of course.
Journalistic integrity here in the locker room, right?
We do, but it's also, what is the harm at this point? Like, you know, it's like, we're trying to win. It's like, yes, we want to win, but we don't know if Mason gives us a better shot or Mitch. Yeah. Right, because exactly. I felt like it was always an arm behind his back all training camp because you brought in Mitch and you drafted Kenny.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. So it's not just we have nothing left to lose. It's you can make legitimate arguments that Mason gives you a better chance to win. Especially, yes. I think George Pickens would agree. Yeah. I don't think he'll say that. He may not even know it because Mason's been throwing practice squad. He may get in a game and go, "Wow, this guy throws a nice." This guy reminds me of Ben.
Who's this dude? Who is this guy? He's been on the roster.
Well, all you got to remember is the best throw in preseason was the Seattle game when George Pickens dragged his toes out the back end of the end zone when Mason threw that long ball, that 30-yarder down the that was beautiful.
George does know he's on the team. Okay. Yeah. That's right. That was beautiful. That was.
Now let me ask you this. Bad news, Bears news, the Wednesday edition. Chris Wormley, he's undergoing knee surgery, and that's so unfortunate because this guy really was doing a good job of contributing. You know, before he got hurt, he had three tackles, half a sack, forced a fumble. And it's a shame that, you know, you feel bad for him. But they got – do you know anything about this new guy, Marshall, that they're bringing in?
No, just that he's from Arkansas. I don't recall him coming out. He was a sixth rounder. I didn't even get to look up his stats, okay. how big he is. I don't know if he's a 3-4 guy or a 4-3 guy, and I don't even know what the Steelers are anymore, 3-4 or 4-3.
You know, there's truth in that.
Yes.
So I'm unsure. You know, it's a little disconcerting to see Isaiah Bugs playing so well in Detroit. So I know that they really, really like their D-line coach, Dunlap, right?
Carl Dunbar.
Dunbar.
I don't know that he would make a big mistake. And he knew Isaiah from Alabama, right?
Yes, he
coached from Alabama. I don't know what they're going to do. There's a lot I like about Ogunjobi, but he's not that Aaron Smith type 3-4 end. He's certainly not a nose tackle. But he does what they want in this new penetrating defensive line. And I don't know if that's working against the Ravens and Falcons and Browns. You got to win your division. So you got to get some run stoppers up there. So I don't know. I don't know how much Wormley contributed, but you're right, Wolf. He was underrated.
He was underrated.
He did a lot of good things.
And he beat up on the Ravens. There's for whatever reason, he was, you know, I think it goes back to last year when I heard him talking to Chris one time, Mike Tomlin, saying, you know what they think about you when they trade you within the division. You know, I mean, he was poking the bear. Max and I were talking about this earlier. Definitely poking the bear. That's the way to do it. That's why coaches will use that as a little inspiration to get your guys going. And Chris has always responded. against the Ravens and played well. And it's, I felt bad for the guy because as you look at it, it's the knee that he was not wearing a brace on. And that would lead you to believe that, you know, now, well, it evens out the limp is what it does.
Oh, geez, Wolf.
Well, as a guy who suffered that, let me tell you. You know,
on the bright side, Chris.
Yeah, on the bright side. Oh my
goodness! You'll limp on both legs, yeah. Oh. So it'll even out.
Oh,
you but know. You know they ran through his where he would have been on that third and three, where nobody was penetrating, nobody was attacking. I understand you had to guard all the options that the Ravens present on that play. But I mean, don't you have to have 10 guys penetrate?
I think so.
That was a frustrating play, and yeah.
So, well, good. Hey, thank you for joining us, Wex, because we got to roll on, but we appreciate you. Steel City Insider, Jim Wexel, the Wexinator, checks in with us here. Max, we got to go, buddy.
Thanks, fellas.
All right. Thanks, Wex. All right. Well, we'll be back in the locker room. Wolf and Starks here on SNR, ESPN Radio.
This is In the Locker Room with Wolf and Starks on ESPN Pittsburgh and Steelers Nation Radio, presented by your neighborhood Ford store. The F-150 is the official truck of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Bradshaw running out of the pocket, looking for somebody to throw to, fires it downfield, and there's a collision. That's cut out of the air. The ball is pulled in by Franco Harris. Harris is going for a touchdown for Pittsburgh. Harris is going.
And, of course, that's the legendary call of the immaculate reception there. And it's funny because even last night when we're at the Taj Mahal Eagle, Max, you know, you got Franco is sitting there and he's talking and he says, who was there?
In the Locker Room with Wolf and Starks on ESPN Pittsburgh and Steelers Nation Radio, presented by your neighborhood Ford store. The F-150 is the official truck of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Trubisky in the gun. Now they have a trio out there to the right. He looks back, looks right, fires it over the middle. Touchdown! Pat Freiermuth from 10 yards out. He beat Kyle Hamilton.
Oh, what a throw that was, what a catch that was, what a route construction that was by Matt Canada to get all three guys pulling apart the windows of the zone underneath. But you know what? Now the problem is the Freiermuth was a bootlegger. Well, or at least he has a boot on his leg, or actually, to be journalistically correct there, my dear Max, you got a boot on his foot.
There it is. But it is connected to his leg, right?
Yes,
it's
that's
not
true.
It's not like a shoe. It's technically a boot. Yes. So the boot covers into the leg region. So you are not off. You are not off. He can be a bootlegger. You know, because you wouldn't say boot lower extremity. That just doesn't sound cool.
It doesn't have the same panache to it. You know what I mean?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. And let's face it. We're talking about history of the Steelers. Ha-ha! That's another one. Anyways, we're not going to delve into that.
But I done nothing. No, nothing.
What? Yeah, what do you say? Legs on boots? Yes. Legs on boots. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. They're booterers.
I don't
even know what that is. What are the people called that make boots? I can't think of
I don't know. A haberdashery is what? That's clothes, isn't it?
That's clothing. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
We're not gonna, whatever. Anywho. But yeah, Pratt Freiermuth is sporting the walking boot. Right now, so you know, obviously his availability will be in question for the upcoming contest. But you know, Pat Freiermuth, I mean,
he's a tough dude.
He's tough. I mean, listen, he's a Nittany Lion. Yeah. So I guess lions are toughest in
what's
one of the
Nittany Lion? Who's Nittany? I mean,
I don't know.
I don't know what that means. They got Mount Nittany, that is like this hill in central PA. I mean, that they say that, it's has some sort of relevance. What's a Nittany Mountain versus a Nittany Lion? I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, maybe because of the mountain and it's a lion that they saw up there.
That must have been a long time ago when you saw a lion up there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, a mountain lion, right? I mean, it could be a mountain lion.
Well, that's true.
We're not talking Mufasa, right? A full, African lion.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Is the Eastern Mountain Lion mascot. Apparently.
It's a lion that looks really good until it sees a Buckeye or a Wolverine. Wait, what?
That's true. And also, says the guy that's a mountaineer.
All right, now, this is all I got left is to take shots at everybody else, all right?
that is true. So here it is. A Nittany lion is a mountain lion or cougar. It's that simple. Mountain lions roamed the State College area until 1880. At this time, the remaining mountain lions were moved out of Pennsylvania.
Huh. Go figure.
There we go.
You
and they also like to wear scarves.
Receive. What's
they
that?
They like to wear scarves, too. A Nittany lion also has a...
Scarves.
they visit haberdasheries for scarves and... For scarves and other accoutrements.
Accoutrements. We're nailing all the big words this morning, man.
I mean, we are. We're trying to empty out the old Scrabble dictionary right now, in the show. So you're going down to practice, right, Wolf?
Yes.
Today.
Yes. Yeah.
So you will get first eyes at who will be taking the snaps.
Yes, it's going to be interesting. Yes.
It is going to be interesting. What else are you going to be looking for today down at practice?
Well, I can tell you real simple. I'm going to go down there, and the first thing I'm going to do is check out the soup. The guys down there make the best soup. Last week was cheeseburgers. Oh, they had a cheeseburger soup.
They made cheeseburger soup?
Cheeseburger soup. I'm telling you.
Man.
You talk about a hot tip for the week. It was cheeseburger soup, man. It was awesome.
The spirit of Mo lives on.
Yes.
Gosh, man. Mo used to make some of the best soups.
Wasn't he great?
Soups. Oh, man. His mulligatawny soup was awesome. I don't know how Indian-inspired it was, but it was delicious. I mean, like you said, cheeseburger soup. He did this one that was like a he called it a southern soup, and it had like black-eyed peas and collard greens in it.
Yes.
Just hearty, healthy soup. I mean, there was some great – I mean, his chicken noodle was good. The clam chowder was good as well.
Clam chowder was sensational. It wasn't just
clam
good.
Chowder was,
it was sensational.
Yeah, it was.
But nothing compares to the cheeseburger soup. That was
the
so
cheeseburger
good.
Soup just sounds like something that was created in southwestern PA.
Well,
it's like, you know what? Let's just take a burger. Let's just throw it in the blender. Add some cream, a little more cheese, maybe even chop up some pickles in there.
Ooh,
you know,
I love pickles. You like pickles?
Yes, we know. We know you.
Oh
do,
yeah,
especially
right.
on Cuban sandwiches.
Oh, there I love those.
But no, I love pickles as well. Like, listen. In my household, I have to keep a jar of kosher dills.
Yeah.
Because it's just one of those things, like, you just, I want something that's a snack, but I'm not really in a particular mood. Just grab a pickle.
Yeah.
Right? You know, it's just, it's that simple. I do, but I don't like them on Cuban sandwich. I don't like a hot, because I don't like it hot pressed into it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. If you put a cold pickle on a sandwich, yes. But a hot pressed pickle makes it a little bit rubbery. That's why I don't like the texture in a Cuban sandwich.
Okay. I got that. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I always love when you go to a deli and they give you that little spear rolled into the side of the sandwich.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those are always quality. Those are quality. Well, anyways.
It's good stuff.
Well, yes. Yeah. Well, that is the show. You just learned about pickles from Wolf and Starks. Next thing you know, we'll be canning our own vegetables next show. Just joking.
Lesson 101 in canning. Right.
Yeah, exactly. So get your canning notepad out, and we'll be ready to give you all of that. But no, you've been in the locker room. If you missed any of the show, please feel free to go download on the Steelers mobile app, iHeartRadio app, or wherever else you get podcasts. You can find our full lineup of SNR shows, not just in the locker room, which, of course, I would say would be number one, but that's just me speaking. We also have the Blitz with Wes and Motes. We have the Standard with Tom and Jacob. We have the Godfather dropping podcasts every Tuesdays and Thursdays. I forgot yesterday, but I'm going to do it today. Steelers Week in Review is out with Johnny Wesley Euler.
Pitch and to Johnny. You can't pitch to Johnny. I'm Johnny.
That's right. So if you missed it yesterday, go download it today. He's gonna talk about the Ravens. He's going to talk about Panthers. And he's going to talk about all other animals in the menagerie of the NFL. We love Wes. And then also don't forget Bob Labriola and Coach Tomlin sit down every game day and present a podcast detailing the game. So if you're getting ready in front of the couch or you're down there in Carolina tailgating, feel free to give it a listen as well. You've been in the locker room with Wolf and Starks here on SNR. We'll be back tomorrow. Talk to you later.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.